This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A somber U.S. President Donald Trump spoke to the nation Monday in the aftermath of two gunmen killing a total of 31 people in two incidents over a 13-hour period. As VOA's Jim Malone reports, the president focused on mental health issues and warned of the perils of the internet and violent video games in the wake of the gun violence, but he said little about new gun control measures.
Trump also tried to address some of the more disturbing trends on display in the country in recent years.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul.
Several Democrats have condemned the president and his rhetoric in the wake of the mass shootings in the states of Texas and Ohio. In El Paso, Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar said the toxic political environment can be a catalyst to violence.
There are deadly consequences to bigotry, racism, and hate. There are deadly consequences to dehumanizing our fellow human beings.
Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched a fresh round of projectiles early Tuesday. That's according to South Korea. The launches came as North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement slamming joint U.S.-South Korean military drills. It warned Pyongyang may abandon nuclear talks. Pyongyang has warned Washington and Seoul several times not to conduct that drill, which started Monday with computer-based simulations. North Korea has conducted at least four launches in recent weeks, an apparent attempt to increase pressure on Washington and Seoul to make concessions ahead of possible nuclear talks. This is VOA News. A mass transit strike in Hong Kong Monday turned into a fast-moving, sometimes violent fight against the government stretching from the city center to districts near mainland China. The strike halted trains and kept planes from taking off while protesters erected street blockades, occupied tunnels, and attacked police stations. Protesters threw gasoline bombs and police responded with tear gas and rubber bullets, and authorities made dozens of arrests. The United States and Taliban teams in Doha negotiating an initial deal to end the war in Afghanistan seem to have agreed on the main agenda items and now finalizing the details of implementing them. Taliban spokesman Sahail Shaheen agreed that they had made headway but was vague on details. U.S. negotiators Almeh Khalilzad left Doha for New Delhi Monday for what he said was a pre-scheduled meeting to support the Afghan peace process. A part of his team stayed behind to continue the discussions with the Taliban. Two sides started their eighth round of negotiations Saturday on a hopeful note, both indicating that they were close to the finish line. The United States is taking action after China has devalued its currency. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The United States has responded to China's devaluation of its yuan by labeling China a currency manipulator. The designation by the U.S. Treasury Department came hours after President Donald Trump accused China of unfairly devaluing its currency. The U.S. has not had China on the currency blacklist since 1994. China allowed its currency to weaken to an 11-year low on Monday, a move that rattled financial markets. U.S. stocks plummeted to their worst loss of the year, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunging 767 points, the S&P 500 falling some 87 points, and the NASDAQ Composite Index taking a 278-point tumble. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The escalating trade tensions between the United States and China that sent U.S. stock prices plunging Monday continue to reverberate around the globe as Asian stock prices open sharply lower. Environmental groups in Paris warning against lead pollution in North Notre Dame.
Activists and unions want measures to ensure that workers at the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral and nearby residents are protected from toxic pollution. Cleanup work at the Paris Cathedral was suspended last month over concerns about lead risks, while work's expected to resume soon under stricter protection rules. Experts worry, though, lead particles may be polluting the area's air and are asking for a regularly updated chart showing pollution levels.
It's AP's Charles de Ledesma. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.